N-A-B-I-S-C-O, Nabisco is the name to know. For a breakfast you can't beat, eat Nabisco shredded wheat. Keen eyes fixed on a flying target, a gleaming arrow set against a rawhide string, a strong bow bent almost to the breaking point, and then... Great Arrow! Nabisco Shredded Wheat presents Great Arrow, a thrilling new adventure story from the exciting days of the Old West. To friends and neighbors alike, Steve Adams appeared to be nothing more than the young owner of the Broken Bow cattle spread. But when danger threatened innocent people, and when evildoers plotted against justice, then Steve Adams' rancher disappeared. And in his place came a mysterious, stalwart Indian, wearing the dress and war paint of a Comanche, riding the great golden Palomino Fury, galloping out of the darkness to take up the cause of law and order throughout the West, comes the legendary figure of Straight Arrow. The trail herd of the Circle B was so big it raised a cloud of dust thick enough to darken the sky. And as he prepared to mount up and set out for Abilene, Jared Brayson's future looked brighter than it had ever been before.
Yes, ma'am, Mesquite. Been 5 years since I sent any cattle to market. 5 long years.
You must be close to the bottom of the barrel, Jared.
Close. I scraped it so fine there's hardly anything left but splinters. But now I got them. A fine big herd, enough to pay off all I owe and twice over.
It's a long trail to the railroad, Brayson.
You know, sure is, Steve. 400 miles of desert, dry, and rocks and river. 400 miles.
Now, ease off, Packer. Ease off. You and Adams trying to put the engine sign on me?
You know better than that, Brayson. We came over to wish you Godspeed.
Sure you did, sure. And I'm mighty grateful. All I know is this herd's got to get through. It's got to or I lose the Circle B.
Who holds your notes, Brayson?
Clem Fuller. $5,000 I owe him. And this time I pay him off. Hey, Langdon! Langdon! Where in Tunkin' is my saddle bronc?
Coming right along, Mr. Brayson. Get up there. Hey! Here he is, Mr. Brayson. All saddled and ready.
He's full of ginger, Pa. You'd best be careful how you ride him.
Huh? By gravy, is that you, Judy? With all that dust, you're wearing jeans. I didn't recognize you for my daughter.
Oh, it's me, all right. I helped Pa cut out your pony.
Yeah, I'll bet you did. You two been making sheep eyes at each other again, huh?
Oh, gosh, Mr. Brayson, Judy and me, we...
Never mind, Langdon. Time enough to talk about that after we get back from Abilene.
Hey, Mr. Brayson.
That's you, Lobo?
Time to get moving.
You bet it is, as soon as I mount up. Stand clear now.
Better be careful, Jared. He's flaring his nostrils.
Yes. There, Silly. Blast your hide. It's full of ginger, Mesquite.
Brayson, you sure that saddle is cinched on tight?
Steady, boy. Just ain't been out of the corral in a week. Needs to run off all this energy. All right, here we go.
Father, look out!
Stand clear and let her rip. Come on, pony. Get your bucking over with.
Yoo-hoo! Yippee!
Hey, what in the thunder?
Hey, look out. You lost the saddle.
No!
Stand clear. Stand clear. Brayson.
Yeah, Steve, he's hurt bad.
He got thrown 20 feet, landed right on his back.
The saddle. I put it on myself. I could have swore
it was all right. Fetch a doctor. Somebody fetch a doctor. Paul Langdon, this is all your fault. You did it. Oh, Pa. Broken leg. Your leg is broken.
Mr. Brayson, I don't know what to say. I could have swore.
Shut up, Langdon. Just be quiet and shut up.
But I can't understand how it could have happened.
It happened, that's all. You were careless. Now you'll have to take the Longhorns to Abilene, you understand?
Father, you can't trust Paul. You can't, not after what...
Judy, that's enough. I can't go, and that puts it up to him. Him and Lobo. Savvy, Langdon? Circle B herd's got to get to Abilene.
Steve Adams and Packy said they'd ride part way with us, Mr. Brayson.
Yeah, I know. And Mesquite Molly's staying here to help look after me. But all I care about is that trail herd, that's all.
Howdy, Fuller.
Howdy, Lobo. You slipped away from the Circle B, eh?
Just for a second. I gotta get right back. We're heading out.
You took care of Brayson like I told you?
Yeah. Loosened his cinch strap while that young squirt Langdon was making eyes at Miss Judy. Now what, boss?
You got your orders.
Yeah?
Brayson already owes me $5,000. If he don't get the cash inside of 2 months, I take over his spread. The Circle B, lock, stock, and barrel. Make sure that herd never gets to Abilene. Make sure. Understand?
It won't get there, Fuller. Never. I'll see to that. Get up. Get up there. Ah, up.
You know what Packy says about Nabisco shredded wheat, boys and girls? He says it's full of power and powerful good. Yes, sir, full of power because it's made from pure whole wheat that helps to give you the energy you need to bat out a long one in the baseball game or to be the fastest roller skater in your block. And Nabisco shredded wheat is powerful good because it's full of hearty whole wheat flavor. When you top those crisp biscuits with sugar and cream and fresh strawberries, say you've got a perfect breakfast, a filling breakfast that's full of power and powerful good. That's why you want to make sure you get the right shredded wheat, the original Nabisco shredded wheat with the picture of Niagara Falls on the package. The Circle B herd moved on the long trail to the railhead at Abilene, 10 to 12 miles a day.
Hey!
Lobo, don't trot them along. They're nervous as cats. You want them to stampede?
You're telling me what to do, Langdon? Hey! Get along! Hey!
And as the Longhorns headed northward, Steve Adams and Packy also trailed along. And by the end of the first week, Steve's suspicions were confirmed.
Partner, I'm sure of it. Lobo hasn't dared show a hand yet, but he's planning something.
Yeah, but Steve, it was Paul Langdon who got Brayson laid up to begin with.
Langdon is honest as broad daylight, Packy.
You mean that loose cinch was an accident?
No, it couldn't have been that.
Well, then what?
Packy, I nosed around before the trail herd pulled out. After Langdon first saddled Brayson's bronco, he left him ground-hitched and walked off to talk to Miss Judy for a spell.
You spotted something?
The signs were confused, but there were boot prints, Packy. Someone else was at that bronc before Brayson set foot in the stirrups.
By Cactus Lobo.
And each day I've become more certain.
Anybody working with Lobo?
There are two hands he keeps talking to off and on. One named Latigo and the other Shortel.
Well, they ain't made a move yet.
They will, when the time is ripe. What puzzles me, partner, is who they're working for in the first place. Lobo isn't the head man. There must be somebody else. Somebody who...
You'll never find out, mister.
What?
Sean, make a move. Keep him covered, gents.
I catch just three of them.
Keep your hands up. Let it go. Lift their guns.
Sure, Lobo. I got them.
Well, looks like you got us, mister.
Yeah, Adams, we have. I figured you and Packy was up to something when you drifted off away from the night camp. I signaled the boys and we come after you. Heard every word you spoke.
Who are you working for, Lobo?
Lobo, just say the word.
He's off, let it go. I don't mind telling you at all, Adams. Clem Fuller.
Fuller? By Cactus Steve.
Ah, yeah, Clem Fuller. He's already got a tight hold on Brayson's spread, $5,000 worth. And Fuller gave me
orders. No need to explain, Lobo. Gave you orders to keep the Circle B herd from being sold at the railhead. Brayson won't be able to pay. Fuller takes over.
That's right, Adams.
Why are you telling us now? Suppose we pass the word to Paul Langdon. Suppose...
Oh, that's real humorous, ain't it, gents?
Yeah.
You want to know what's so funny, Adams? It ain't only you and Packy we picked up this evening.
You got someone else?
Yeah, we've been real busy. Tie him up and fetch him along, boys. You bet. We got someone else.
Where are you taking us, Lobo? It's so dark we can't see.
Here we are. Say howdy to Paul Langdon.
Paul Langdon? Do you mean you...
Who's that? Mr. Adams, that you?
Go on. Crowd up close.
It is. And Packy.
These varmints jumped us, Langdon.
Yeah, they dragged me out of my bedroll. They tied me up and brought me here.
Lobo and these other sidewinders are working for Clem Fuller.
Well, they won't get away with it. You hear that, Lobo? You won't get away with
it.
You...
Stop yapping, Langdon. I'll slap you again if I have a mind to.
It's easy when a man's hands are tied.
Shut up, Adams, or I'll...
No. No, I won't. No need to get rough at all.
Chartel.
Right here, Lobo.
Take the back trail. Let Fuller know everything's a hunky-dory. Tell him I'm going to take the cattle to Abilene and sell them.
Sell them? But we were supposed to...
I said sell them. Why ruin good beef when they can fetch 20,000 cash? Sure, I'm trail boss now. With Langdon out of the way, I got the authority to sell. Only Brayson will never see the cash. I aim to keep it.
Lobo, you can't...
Langdon, I slapped you once. Next time, it'll be harder. Yeah, keep it. 20,000 cash. I get the cash. Fuller gets the Circle B spread, and we're both happy. Chartel.
Yeah?
It's 2 days' ride back to town. You better take that paint pony of Packy's.
My paint horse? Now, look at
you. Look, you... mister. You won't need that pinto. None of you are going to need a pony. Only reason I want the pinto out of the way is so the trail crew won't ask too many questions.
You're going to tell them the three of us have pulled up stakes, Lobo?
Yes, Adams. I'll pass the word tomorrow. You and Packy and Langdon, all three, had business back where we started from.
What about us? What are you going to do with us?
No need to pull trigger on you, Langdon.
What are you going to do?
Leave you here. The three of you tied up tight. With maybe Latigo to stand guard for just a few days. Then he can head after me in the trail herd. Tied up tight, Langdon. No food, no water, no nothing. Chartel, get that pinto and pass the word to Fuller.
That's right, Fuller. Lobo said all you wanted was the Circle B.
Maybe it was a while back. But just because Lobo's figured out a scheme to get all that cash into the bargain, he needn't think he can cut me out. I'll be at Abilene when he pulls in and sells that herd, Chartel. I'll be there and I'll get my share. And afterwards, when Brayson can't pay what he owes me, I'll still get the rank just a minute.
Hey, what the...
The pinto. Grab him, he's getting loose. There he goes, you blasted idiot. You should have held the reins tighter.
Oh, forget him, Fuller. Supposing he did break loose, heading back to his home range, ain't he?
You mean Adams' broken bow?
Adams won't be there, neither will Packy. They're halfway to Abilene. By now, most likely dead.
Yeah, so they are. Them and Langdon. Come on, Chartel. I'll round you up another pony and we'll head out for Abilene pronto. And on the way, we'll stop off and make sure they're dead.
But at the Circle B ranch house, which stood directly between the town and the Broken Bow Ranch, as Mesquite Molly stood at the pump out in the yard...
There, I reckon that'll do. Oh, I wish I wasn't so all fired concerned about Steve and Packy. I've got no reason for it, but... Land of Goshen! Paige! Paige! Judy! Judy Brayson!
Mesquite, what is it? Land sakes, you're white as a ghost.
I just saw Packy's pony.
You couldn't have Packy's 100 miles away.
I did, I tell you. Empty saddle, heading back for the Broken Bow. I yelled, but he kept on going, and I... Judy! Judy, something's happened.
Oh, now, Mesquite.
It has. I know it. I can feel it in my bones.
Mesquite, where are you going?
Look after your paw, Judy. I'm taking a horse out of your corral, and I'm taking a gun. If anything's happened to Steve Adams and Packy, I aim to find out.
Steve. Steve, I'm weak as a kitten.
So am I, partner.
And Langdon's unconscious.
Chino, no food, no water.
Don't lose heart, Packy. Ever since Latigo rode off yesterday, I've been working on these ropes.
Blast his hide. Going to join Lobo in the trail herd.
Yeah, and if I can't get loose, we...
Steve.
Yeah, Packy. It worked. The rope finally snapped. Now the rest will be easy.
Yeah, what's the good, Steve? We're out here in the middle of no place. We got no guns. We got no horses. Steve, look.
Easy, partner.
But it's Mesquite. Riding one horse and leading another. It's Mesquite.
Don't cry out.
To a boss? Just going in the gate.
Yeah.
Couldn't have come from Arapaho country.
Wasn't an Arapaho. It was a Comanche. Not that it makes any difference, but... tell the boys. We're not going to wait for midnight. We'll move as soon as it gets dark.
by Cactus Straight here. The fort's almost near deserted. There's hardly any troopers around.
We will talk to the commanding officer, Packy.
Kino, tell him what you found out about that there ambushed wagon.
Bullet holes and the prints of horseshoes. And I still do not understand. Why was there such an elaborate plot?
You mean whoever done it's got something more up his sleeve?
Much more, Nahoni. Most of the strength of Fort Jameson is gone. A whole company of cavalry halfway to Arapaho territory. Meanwhile, here in the fort...
Just a minute.
By Cactus, you got the guns pointed straight at us.
You bet we have. What's more, I fetched Lieutenant Logan as soon as I saw you come in the gate. Lieutenant, I swear it, sir.
I see, Sergeant. Detail, forward, march! Halt!
Lieutenant, what does this mean? Packy and I merely...
If you please, Red Man. I see you're a Comanche, not an Arapaho, and that's in your favor. But this man you call Packy...
There's something you want to ask me?
An Indian named Cochin escaped from the guardhouse last night. Did you help him?
Why, I...
Sergeant Halstead recognized your pony, mister.
I did. That spotted pony. The same one we trailed half the night. Isn't that so, boys?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Enough.
Yes,
sir. Sergeant, you'll place this man Packy in the guardhouse. You'll also...
Lieutenant, you can't. Without
Detail.
More...
One word from me and they pull trigger. As I started to say, put both of them in the guardhouse.
Yes, sir.
Then have the stockade gate closed down tight. It'll soon be dark. Secure for the night.
Straight air, this is a pretty kettle of fish. In the guardhouse, both of us. And that cavalry column is halfway to Arapaho territory already. By tomorrow night, they'll be there and by...
Packy, wait. Listen.
You hear something?
Outside the stockade. Guard. Guard.
Quiet in there, Indian.
Guard. Fort Jameson is about to be attacked.
Attack? You're dreaming.
There are men outside the stockade. I can hear them.
Yeah, and if you can, you're sure a wonder. I get mighty good ears myself, Red Man. I don't hear a blasted thing.
All right, men, let them have it.
Hey, what in the... Great day in the morning, attack. Rouse up, men. Fort Jameson under attack. All right, men. Man the turrets.
I'll bet those soldiers are up and out of bed in a hurry. And say, boys and girls, I bet you don't waste a minute getting up in the morning when you know there are big bowlfuls of Nabisco shredded wheat waiting for you at the breakfast table. Yes, sir, those crisp golden brown biscuits topped with sugar and milk, maybe some sliced bananas, make mighty swell eating every morning. And Nabisco shredded wheat is swell for giving you the extra energy you need to help you win at games and sports. Because Nabisco shredded wheat is made from pure, sun-ripened whole wheat. And everybody knows that's a real energy food. There are important vitamins and minerals in a bowl full of Nabisco shredded wheat and milk, too. Tell Mother you want a straight arrow breakfast every morning. That's Nabisco shredded wheat for sure. With most of the garrison of Fort Jameson off on a punitive expedition against the Arapaho Indians, the outlaws put their plan into effect. Under cover of darkness, they lay siege to the army post itself.
So far, not so good, Rackman. They held us off.
Well, they can't hold us off forever, Nails. We outnumber them 4-1. We'll get their ammunition and rifles and horses, don't you worry.
I suppose somebody gets out to warn the colonel.
Who is there to warn? It's miles away. Besides, nobody can get through our lines.
All right, men, pour it on them. Shoot him over that stockade wall. Shoot!
Well, shooting stops for you. You don't suppose...
The outlaws have given up? No, Packy. By now they have a ring of guns around the entire fort. We must get help.
Oh, straight air, you've been working on them bars for an hour.
I will keep on.
But it's no use.
No?
By Cactus, you did it.
Now to pull it loose.
There. Quickly, Nahoni. You first.
Keno. All set.
Now I go.
Can you make it straighter? You're a heap sight bigger than I am. That space is awful narrow. By cactus, you did. But now what?
I'll tell you what. Up with your hands, both of you.
The sergeant.
Yeah. I showed up just in time, didn't I?
Sergeant, put up that gun. I must see the lieutenant.
Lieutenant's busy, Red Man. This time you're going to be tied up tight. As if we didn't have enough trouble from outside without you two cutting up.
Fort Jameson needs help.
You're not talking to the lieutenant.
No.
Hey, where are you?
The rifle. There. Now, Sergeant, we're going to see the lieutenant. March.
Red Man, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Sir, they brought me here at gunpoint. They're in cahoots with them outside.
Sergeant, be quiet. I'm mixed up.
Why, Cactus, you'll be more than that unless you do like Straight Arrow says. Don't this attack prove that the Arapaho to be innocent? That whole business of the pay wagon was a decoy to lay the fort open to attack.
Lieutenant, they have the fort surrounded. Unless the cavalry column can be warned and brought back, you know the answer.
They're quiet now. They've drawn off.
The fort is closely guarded. Let me have my Palomino Fury. When I give the word, open the gates.
You'd be shot down before you broke through. They have campfires lighting the darkness. One side of a man and...
They will not see a man. Fury will go out alone.
Alone, a horse
will... Listen to me and I will explain. Fury and I will not leave together. The Palomino will go first through the gate. And after that... You understand, Palomino? You will wait for my call.
By heavens, I believe he does.
Have your men open the gate, just wide enough.
I understand.
Corporal?
Yes, sir.
Now, Palomino, close the gate fast.
Straight Arrow, they spotted you.
No shots, Nahoni. Fury got through safely. Now it is my turn.
Straight Arrow, the shooting has started up again. You'd better wait.
I go now, Lieutenant.
But over the stockade and clear across through their lines? You can't make it now. Wait.
For sunrise, for them to see me clearly? No, Lieutenant, now.
Good luck, Straight Arrow.
Fight them off, Nahoni, until you can do no more. I go. Manitoua.
In a flash, the Red Man was over the stockade and outside the fort. He drifted through the darkness without a sound, his beaded moccasins churning the gravel. When he came close to a blazing fire, like a shadow. And a moment later...
Steady, Palomino Fury. The cavalry column is a long way off across the prairie. You must gallop faster than the wind. The outlaws, they attack again. Up, Fury!
Palomino!
Lieutenant, it's almost nightfall again. All last night and all day we've been standing them off. But now we're licked.
Sergeant, we're all tired. But we'll keep on fighting.
Oh, the fort! Inside the fort!
That's the head outlaw, Lieutenant.
I won't answer him.
This is your last chance! Surrender or batter down the gate!
Lieutenant, sir, leastways there's one thing we know. That Straight Arrow, Red Man was right. It wasn't the Arapahoes at all. It was them outlaws all the time.
The fort! Did you hear me? Surrender! All right, then, you ask for it. All right, men, let them have it.
Lieutenant, there they go on the gate.
Let them. We'll make a stand here in the barracks.
You hear me, men? We'll make a stand.
Well, anyways, Lieutenant, Straight Arrow tried.
Yes, Pat.
Even if it's too late, at least he tried his best to fetch the column. I reckon it was just too far, even for him and Fury. Hey, what was that?
I didn't hear nothing.
Well, it sounded like Kniwa, like Straight Arrow's war cry. I must have been dreaming. It couldn't be. No, by cactus, I ain't dreaming. Listen to that. A bugle.
First straight arrow and then a bugle.
Yeah, it's a cavalry column. Hey,
look out. You up there.
I can see him. Here they come, the cavalry and the red man.
We're saved. Paul Jameson is saved. Well, what are we waiting for? Come on, men. Fix bayonets. We're going out to join the fight.
For a while, the battle raged around Fort Jameson, but one by one, the outlaws threw down their guns and gave up. And finally... the battle was over. Then, with all the troops at parade attention...
Red Man, before you leave, Fort Jameson owes you and Packy a tremendous debt. Rackman and his outlaws are in the guardhouse, and they shall be tried and punished. Through great daring and resourcefulness, you managed to get through their lines to bring me warning and to lead back the rescue column.
And the Arapaho, Colonel?
The Arapaho? Red Man, I've spoken with an Arapaho named Deerskin, who is a captive of the outlaws. He explained what happened. He also explained...
He knew that the real reason Chief Cochin wouldn't talk was on account of him.
That's right. Deerskin is related to Cochin. Cochin kept quiet because first he wanted to find out what Deerskin had done.
Colonel, Deerskin made a mistake selling arrows to the outlaws.
Yeah, we all make mistakes, Straight Arrow. I came near making the biggest mistake of all, attacking peaceful Indians. Yes, all of us make mistakes except you, Red Man. Mr. Logan.
Yes, sir?
In honor of Straight Arrow, the troops will pass in review.
Yes, sir. In honor of Straight Arrow, pass in review.
Troop, forward!
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 I'd say that was a mighty fine way of honoring Straight Arrow. And now, boys and girls, how about your marching out to the kitchen to see if Mother has plenty of Nabisco shredded wheat in the cupboard? And if she hasn't, well, then tomorrow is the time for you to go to the store for a package of Nabisco shredded wheat. Yes, sir, you tell Mother you'll be glad to do just that. Because breakfast just doesn't seem like a real breakfast without a big bowl full of Nabisco shredded wheat in front of you. And boy, oh boy, how you like to put away those crisp, toasty Nabisco shredded wheat biscuits. They're full of delicious whole wheat flavor and full of what it takes to help give you pep and energy. Yes, be sure to get Nabisco shredded wheat when you buy. For thrilling adventures of the Old West, ride with Straight Arrow. And remember, Nabisco, Nabisco is the name to know. For a breakfast you can't beat, eat Nabisco shredded wheat. Listen again Thursday, same time, same station, for another adventure with Straight Arrow. This program came from Hollywood. Stay tuned now for Sky King, which follows over most of these stations immediately. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.